Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. Joe, we've been telling people here, you know, according to God's word, the Bible, you render honor to whom it's due, okay? And in fact, the Bible tells you very, very clearly that if they're illegitimate, if they're not legitimate, if they're illegitimate, then there would be a sin, okay, to honor them. Now, here, our government, they have lost all credibility. They have lost all legitimacy. And they have become very treasonous. And so we're telling people, look, here, you do not, you are under no obligation to give the Department of Justice any recognition as legitimate. They are not. They've lost that. They've given up their right to be recognized. The same goes with the FBI, the CIA, the IRS, and especially all of the what they call mainstream media, the fake news media. And so here, we're going to play a little clip from Brandon Howes and Ann Vandersteel, and they're going to comment on some of this, too. So go ahead and bring that clip along. Do you have it there already? Right now.
Good evening, Brandon. It's great to see you.
You too. Sorry we're running a little behind tonight.
All good.
I want to talk to you before we go to Patrick Wood tonight about some of the work going on with your group and America's Frontline Doctors. Fill me in, please.
Well, actually, it's Kevin Jenkins. He's my co-chair with the Zelenko Freedom Foundation. He was actually asked to go out and facilitate an oversight committee to be the chairman of the oversight committee of a third-party arm's-length group of individuals, which includes Rachel Rodriguez, Trent Luce, and Dr. Aaron Lewis, to do basically a deep dive into all the policies and procedures of an extraordinary organization like America's Frontline Doctors, which was first on the scene, as you remember, early on in COVID when they were on the Supreme Court steps. And they've done some incredible work. And so they brought out an organization of individuals that are going to just do a policy procedure dive and look at, make sure that the monies that are being spent by the donors or the donors' monies that is being spent by the organization, the strategy the organization is rolling out is all in alignment with the stated mission. Because again, their organization has been incredibly important since COVID started. And of course, with everything that you were talking about with your previous guest, talking about the WHO and the pandemic treaty and everything else that the world regimes are still trying to, you know, lock us all down, literally and figuratively, this organization must stand along with organizations like the Zelenko Freedom Foundation. We stand together for the medical freedom and for the body sovereignty and to protect the rights of the individual, the God-given rights. And so I think that was a big step for both organizations, ours as well as the Frontline Doctors, to make sure that we are all being custodial of the money that's being spent and that our objectives are aligned in terms of moving forward into basically shifting the paradigm of the sick care to the well care and taking back what the government has overreached tremendously. So when you go back and look at Obamacare, we've got to move out of that whole paradigm. So this is just, a very positive maneuver for them, for the Frontline Doctors organization to actually come together with an oversight committee.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about that. What are your thoughts when it comes to the issue of the American people getting educated? I don't think many of the American people understand the concept that there is God, the people are accountable to God. So there's God, the people, and then there's government. Government is beneath the people. Government is to be accountable to the people. The people are to be accountable to God. The government doesn't give us our rights. Our rights are ordained by God, inalienable rights, as our founding documents say. Government doesn't give us those rights. Government should be protecting our God-given rights given to us by God, not by government. And as our founding documents say, governments are instituted by men. We, men, create governments. What man creates, man can alter or abolish as necessary. I often remind people there are three institutions that God created: family government, civil government, and church government. And in that order, family government, civil government, and church government. And so the government is supposed to keep stable and just society so that the church government, your local New Testament churches, and families can do what God has called those spheres to do. They're to complement each other, not to trash on top of each other, step on top of each other. But I don't think most Americans know that they're in the book of Genesis. Here we have this family coming off the ark, eight of them, and immediately God gives to them the first civil authority. The first civil law is not given to church government. It's not given to civil government. The first civil authority is given to man, to individuals, right. Man, in this case, a family. Of man's blood, if it shall be shed, his blood shall be shed. In other words, here you have given to a family, to individuals, the right of capital punishment, the right of self-defense. If they're going to try to murder you, you have the right to kill them. If they do murder someone in your clan, in your group, another person, another human, you have the right to take their life. That civil authority was not given to any government. No government existed. It's a family walking off a boat. So here we have a perfect example where these are God-given rights to we the people, and we then turn around and say, we have the individual God-given rights, private property, self-defense. Then we as individuals come to, which, and we're empowered with these rights by God, right there, civil authority, power to us, individuals. And then we as individuals come together collectively to form government. So government is just individuals coming together collectively to defend not the rights of the collective, but the rights of the individual. So I don't think most Americans understand what I just said, which means if our government tries to and is doing the things we're doing, we have every right under God and under our organic documents, the founding documents of this country, we have every right to alter or abolish any of these governments that trample our individual freedom.
Brandon, spot on. Bravo. I just did a show on that with David Jose not a couple of days ago, as a matter of fact. We pulled up John Locke, who is a constitutional scholar back in the day. He's one of the founding fathers constitutional scholars. He spells that out in a treatises of two governments and his book. But also, very simply, I encourage every one of your listeners from coast to coast here in the United States to pull up on Ballotpedia. Just go to ballotpedia.com and look up your state constitution. And in every single state constitution under your Bill of Rights, you will see exactly what Brandon is saying, that the government is created by we the people, and that the minute the government isn't following the directives of the people, because we're above government, that government dissolves. I mean, it is considered a self-dissolution clause that we have that right to alter and abolish, and it's whenever we want. It's not every 4 years or every 8 years or every 2 years or whenever there's an election. It's whenever we want. And what we're seeing right now, Brandon, I mean, let's just use Arizona as a glaring example. You know, Carrie Lake out there clearly won hands down. Everybody knows she won. We can see the fraud. The evidence of fraud has just been overwhelming. There's been hundreds of thousands of affidavits since 2020 that have been filed. And the government officials who work for the people took those affidavits that were notarized, which become truth and fact, submitted in court. They're factual documents in court, and they ignored them. They didn't do anything to look into whether there was printer problems, toner problems, extra mailed in ballots, more that came back than were actually mailed out. They didn't do any investigation at all. So they didn't listen to the people. And that right there should have been our opportunity to say, you know what, you're done, you're dissolved, we're going to go over here and form our own government. And frankly, someone like Carrie Lake, she put a bandana on her head and flexed a bicep. She's Rosie the Riveter of the election war. And she could simply say, I don't recognize the authority of these people because they work for us. Their authority comes from us, and we don't recognize nor grant them the authority to govern us anymore because they're not listening to us. It's really that simple. And frankly, if she has the megaphone, Brandon, just like President Trump has the megaphone, if someone with a megaphone big enough would expedite this entire process to educate all the people to pick up a copy of their Constitution, which I keep on my desk at all times, and read it and understand the power rests with us.
Yeah, you're absolutely, Anne. You know what I think we make the mistake of not doing is not having enough fireside chats with the American people.
Right.
I said to some of my friends that I believe that President Trump.
Already, we're back. And, you know, they're exactly right what they were said. You know, it's, but the problem of it is, our populace today has been so dumbed down, so indoctrinated, they're clueless. I mean, the vast majority of them, they know things are not good, but they're clueless on why. And they're listening to NBC, ABC, CBS, and they're getting more and more dumbed down all the time. If we had there was a list here, and maybe I'll find that if we go through. Well, yeah, here it is. For example, here's a few of the things that Biden and the Communist Party has done to America. Here, they've obliterated our borders. Our borders, Joe, are wide open. I mean, they're catching more and more hardcore young Chinese nationalists coming into our country to take over. These are being sent in, and Obama Biden, taking orders from his Chinese bosses, are making sure that the Mariokas, they're told, that idiot, keep the borders open, you know, let them, Congress take you before them, and Congress is telling you, you know, telling you flat outright, you're a traitor, well, you're committing treason, what you're doing in America, but you just keep stalling because they just keep telling you how bad you are, but they don't do anything. You should be charged and locked up right away for what he's done, too. The banking system. Now, Joe, I had just read $286 billion. $286 billion have been withdrawn from depositors, Joe. $286 billion. The people that's run on the banks, and what's happening is their people are pulling their money out of the smaller banks, thinking the bigger banks are safer. But we've seen some big banks go down, haven't we? Then you have...
We sure have, and they want the people to go to big banks. They're trying to consolidate the banking into five major banks because that big banking is part of the deep state. It's part like with the military-industrial complex, and when you consolidate power, then you can control. If banks are all over the country, they're separate. People can pick and choose what kind of bank they want. It makes it a totally different, a freer country, a safer country. But everything they do, they're trying to combine, like schools. You and I have, for years, get your children out of the public school system because they kept consolidating the school districts, consolidating bigger, more top-down control, less control from the parents. And that's what's wrong. The children today, we have parents have no idea about the founding fathers. I was teaching, going around the country for about 15 years, teaching about the Constitution, the founding fathers, and, you know, the rights come from God, this kind of thing, because they had quit teaching it in the school system. And when you have people who do not understand the founding fathers, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, they don't so they're easily confused, easily lied to, and this is the thing that we're suffering the most, is the devil is controlling education in America. The liberals control the colleges, the universities, the big teachers' unions are communist, are pro-government, are pro-Democrat. That's the biggest voting block, money-raising block in the Democrat Party are the big teacher unions. And it's all about consolidation of power. And the people have to realize this. They've got to send their children to... There's only a few good Christian colleges anymore, a safe place you can send your children, like Hillsdale and a couple others. You know, it'd be far better to have your child go to a trade school than go to one of these big-name colleges and be totally corrupted and led away from God, family, and country, and we're committing suicide by letting the devil run education.
Already, I talked about our borders, I talked about our banking system, the U.S. oil reserves. Under Trump, we were America's, for the first time in years, was energy independent. We were exporting a lot of oil. We're sitting on the world's largest supply of oil. And now, Saudi Arabia is telling Joe Obama, I think I'm going to tell you to take a powder unless you do something very nice for me. So you know, I want you to sell a little more of America to us, you know. And so now they're going to raise gas prices again on us. Our total energy sector has been destroyed by Joe Obama. The justice system, we do not have a Justice Department. It has become so corrupted. It is completely and totally corrupt. It's headed up by a guy, Merrick Garland, who is known as who has known to be corrupt, known to be worse than anybody there he ever prosecuted. Along to say the same thing with the Chris Wray of the FBI. Elections. Joe, anyone who says that election was not stolen, that the 2020 election was not stolen, anyone who says that's a liar, and there's not a bit of truth in them. No. And you won't find one of them with a guts to come on here and sit across from me and say that.
Well, they've been so misled and lied to. But let's go back to this OPEC thing. There's a couple of things that we need to remind folks. Biden had told Saudi Arabia when he was over there that he was going to have to replenish our national reserve, our petroleum reserve. Well, our energy secretary, Jennifer Granholm, recently made a statement to the Saudis that it was going to take years to refill the strategic petroleum reserve. This contradicted all these previous reassurances that the United States was going to begin making purchases as the oil prices fell. And so, again, the United States did something stupid. Biden, remember, offended the Saudi prince, and now they made a statement, we'd start buying and refill the reserve. And then Granholm says, no, we're going to do it in a few years. And so the Saudis decided that, we'll just cut by 1.16 million barrels per day. If the United States wants to not be good at their word, we'll just cut production, which makes China. And so our Biden administration has been driving Saudi Arabia and India away from us and into the hands of the Russians and Chinese. And now we know that oil jumped up. It's nearly $85 a barrel. We see inflation's going to go up. That's going to cause gas prices to go up. And we still have the lowest strategic petroleum reserve we've had since way back in 1983 because he sold 180 million barrels to what? Keep the price low at the pump to confuse the sheeple out there, making him think he was doing something to help you folks. He was selling out your children and grandchildren's future, the safety of the United States, so you could have a little bit cheaper gas so that he would look a little better. What a lying, deceitful SOB he is to do that, to put the country at risk, to put your children and grandchildren's future at risk, to buy a few votes. And if we keep electing people like that, I guess we deserve whatever we get.
Well, the next thing was U.S. foreign policy, and we have lost all credibility with nations in the world. They're looking upon America as weak and untrustworthy. Then, consumer prices through inflation. Joe, for years and years and years and years, as I remember growing up, the price of a dozen of eggs stayed the same. It used to be 69 cents a dozen for years. There's some stores here now that are carrying a dozen eggs for $10. $10 a dozen in some places. Unbelievable.
Well, you ought to see, I raise chickens. I have a kind of a family farm. We take care of ourselves. You ought to see the price of the chicken feed and corn, things like that. That's one of the reasons it's up. But here's something you just kind of mentioned. Do you know what brick is? I think a lot of Americans, when they hear the word out there, bricks, it stands for Brazil, Russia, Iran, China, Saudi Arabia, and now they've included India. But this is the BRICS. It's the group of, in effect, the enemy. Well, right now, the gross domestic product from these nations exceeds the GDP of the G7 nations. Remember, we used to lead the world. Our GDP was so far ahead, we led most of them without any help from our allies. And now the United States, with the other G6 nations, the GDP of our enemies, China, Russia, Iran, is greater than the free nations. That ought to tell you something. Biden is selling us out. Everything they've been doing is bringing America down and raising our enemy up. And I kind of figured at some point when the American people figure this out, wake up, Joe Sixpack's going to get kind of mad. And instead of getting mad, we need to get smart. We need to get a little angry, a little righteous anger, but we need to get smart, realize we're being sold out. And that's called treason.
Well, the next one, Joe, was American tradition. Leave no man behind. It's not kind of what happened. You know, when we were in the service, we knew we didn't leave anybody
that
behind.
That was it, yeah. If you died, you risked death to get your comrades, dead or alive. You got
absolutely
body, nothing else.
Well, that's not exactly what happened in Afghanistan, is it?
No, not even close.
And so then he goes on with women's sports. Well, you know, maybe that's not too bad. The swimmers are faster. The weightlifters are stronger. The runners are faster. The problem of it is they're not really women, huh?
No. God made two sexes. I don't care what these people say. He made male and female because every cell in your body carries, it's either male or female. You've got your DNA, it's one or the other, your X or Y chromosomes, and you can cut, mutilate, put makeup, lipstick on a pig, but every cell in your body is either a male cell or a female cell. You're either male or female, and all your billions of cells, that cannot be changed. It is a fact of science. It's a law. It can't be altered.
So these young women who spend their whole life training, they really want to be an Olympic champion, and in swimming or track or some other sport, and then here comes one of these trans things and just shuts them right down. Doesn't seem fair, does it, Joe?
Well, of course it isn't fair. The whole idea, the reason they're promoting this is what? To destroy us morally, to make us, what was the old saying? Vice, this is an ancient saying, I can't remember, it goes way back to like Plato or something. Vice is a monster of so frightful a mien, to be noticed needs only to be seen, but seen too oft, familiar with her face, we first endure, we then pity, and then we embrace. What that old saying means, we keep seeing something long enough, we finally endure it, then we finally feel kind of sorry for it, and then finally we embrace it. And that's what they've been using against us as a nation. They threw the sexualization out in the schools. They started with bringing sex ed in. They increased the sex ed. They increased the sexualization of the colleges and the students and got them where they were accepting of all these different things. Now they're bringing in this trans and the male, what is it, the trannies, the ones that just dress and behave like
drag queens.
They're bringing
those are
this
drag
in,
queens.
And it's all to accept sin. It's to get us to get so used to it, we accept the sin. And the opposite of what God said, we are to resist, right?
Under blood, under death.
Under
yeah.
blood, yeah. That's kind of a severe resistance, but that's what the Lord said, resist under blood. But we have...
Here's an article from World News Daily. Report estimates death toll of 300,000 from the COVID shots.
Yeah.
300,000. A new report on the COVID and the shots that were used against it has revealed a stunning human toll from those medications. 26.6 million injured, 1.3 36 million disabled and 300,000 dead. Well, Joe, that was Alexander Polk you were talking about, Joe. Here, anyhow.
Yeah.
So here now. Nor is there an economic loss easier to accept than $150 billion economic loss with the 300,000 dead. And these are from the shots, not the COVID-19 virus itself, a coronavirus that likely came out of a lab in Wuhan, China, that was doing experiments on how to make these viruses more lethal and more easily spread. And by the way, remember, okay, this was all done by our Department of Defense, by our Department of Defense. So,
with the help of Fauci and his NIH and NIAID, you know, money.
And then, Joe, here's another article from Slate Magazine here. Fully vaxxed loses 25 years of life expectancy, study shows. Those who have been fully vaxxed for COVID-19 with the mRNA shots will lose 25 years of their life expectancy, a bombshell new study has revealed. Researchers analyzed government data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. The Cleveland Clinic data, by the way, Cleveland Clinic is still pushing the vax. They're still pushing this here. And the insurance company risk assessments data, and the analysis uncovered a disturbing trend showing lifespans plummeting in those who had multiple doses of the shots. And I got to try to turn the page, and I'm the one-armed guy right now, and so hang tight. He goes on to say, the latest Cleveland Clinic data and the latest U.S. data have analyzed by John Sterling, founder of the insurance collaboration to save lives and former number one ranked insurance analysis. Sterling's study shows an incredibly disturbing trend. The damage to health caused by each vaccine dose does not lessen over time, as it appears to continue indefinitely. In fact, CDC all-cause mortality data shows that each vaccine dose increased mortality by 7% in the year 2022 compared to the mortality of 2021. So those who have had five doses were 35% more likely to die in 2022 than they were in 2021. If you had one dose, then you were 70% more likely to die in 2022 than you were in 2021. If you were unvaxxed, then you were more likely to die in 2022 than you were in 2021. And so, there you go.
Well, here's one other little thing, and that put it right on the end. Pfizer and Moderna made a combination of about almost $12 billion in revenue, just a little short, in 2022. And the same group figured out for every dollar they made, it cost the U.S. economy $13. So they made $12 billion, and every dollar they made cost the rest of us $13 for every dollar they made, and they made almost $12 billion. This
All right.
is one of the most expensive disasters in not only health, life, but money. People should be going to jail. People should be sent to prison. I mean, if the enemy did this, we'd be at war. I mean,
the enemy is doing that. The Democratic Communist Collective is our enemy.
Exactly.
If you don't understand that, then
they're bringing war. This is warfare. When you kill people, disable people, steal their money, ruin their livelihood, it's called warfare, isn't it?
Yep. We're coming to a break. So when we come back, we're going to take some calls. The phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We'll be back right after this.
America, the land I love, what happened to the dream? You stood for God, but now your heart will fall for anything. Oh, glory waving in the wind still means a lot to me, but a flag flown high can't justify the sin in you I see. Can you hear the thunder from the throne? Is Gabriel's trumpet just about to blow? Is Jesus getting ready to call all God's children home? Can you hear the thunder from the throne? There's a weakness in your strength I've never seen before. A sadness in your singing can be heard from shore to shore. A coward in your character bows to the will of man. America, where is your faith? On whose side do you stand? Can you hear the thunder from the throne? Is Gabriel's trumpet just about to blow? Is Jesus getting ready to call all God's children home? Can you hear the thunder from the throne? Can you hear the thunder from the throne? Is Gabriel's trumpet just about to blow? Is Jesus getting ready to call all God's children home? Can you hear the thunder from the throne? Is Jesus getting ready to call all God's children home? Can you hear the thunder from the throne?
I can hear it, Danny. I can hear it. I can feel it already.
Oh, that song moves me. I guess I'm just the same. It's a feeling you have because, well, all of us, whether the rapture comes or not, we're all going to be called home, whether it's one at a time or at the rapture, and we all have to be ready when we're called, don't we?
Yep, we do. Let's go out to Texas and take Paul. Paul, you're in the air.
Brother Ernie and Brother Joe, how are you gentlemen doing this evening?
Hey, Paul, we're doing okay.
Yeah, great. Reasonable,
Granbury,
I always say.
Granbury, Texas is listening.
All righty.
And before I get to the meat of why it is I called brothers, I would like to ask you, Brother Ernie, what the heck is that metallic clanging sound that I always hear throughout your show?
I don't know. You know, there's, believe it or not, Paul, there are people that want us off the air. They just, I just heard
it
again.
I always thought it was a water bottle and it was hitting your microphone or something like that. Brother Joe, do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't hear it. I get static and other kinds of things. I get cut off all the time, but no, I haven't heard
Okay.
Today I've heard we've had some buffeting in the program, and that just a little bit, and sometime we get what they call the jitters. But the opposition out there has ways of trying to take us down. Now, I can't tell you what we do to avoid that, anyhow, they want us off the air in the worst way. You can see why.
Yeah. Well, here's why I called. I want to know, the two of you, have you ever heard of a film that was made during World War II in Great Britain, and it was called Mrs. Miniver?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. A long time back.
Well,
yeah.
A long time ago, almost 80 years ago. Well, basically, for your listenership, it was a film, and it was a propaganda film that was made during right after the Blitzkrieg started there in London. And basically, it was about a woman who was really not interested in Churchill saber rattling and such. And her attitude was, oh, don't pay any attention to this Hitler fellow. It's, if he wants France, if he wants Poland, let him have it. So let him just, just leave our island alone. Don't be rattling these sabers. Well, after the Blitz started and they went from military targets to civilian, i.e. bombing downtown London, Ms. Miniver, well, she started to change her mind. Anyway, I think it's towards the end of the film. There's a pastor, and I think it's at Mrs. Miniver's church, and he gave a speech, and I got it right here. It's very quick, and it's a quick paragraph, and I would like to read it now, if I may.
Yeah, I think I know what you're going to say, but go ahead. Yeah.
Yes. And it's just as relevant back then. It's relevant today as it was 80 years ago back then, and it is this. The homes of many of us have been destroyed, and the lives of old and young have been taken. There's scarcely a household that hasn't been struck to the heart. Why, in all conscience, should these be the ones to suffer? Are these our soldiers? Are these our fighters? Why should they be sacrificed? I shall tell you why. Because this is not only a war of soldiers in uniform, it is a war of the people, and it must be fought not only on the battlefield, but in the cities and in the villages, in the factories and on the farms and in the home and in the heart of every man, woman, and child who loves freedom. This is a people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us and may defend the right. Now, that sounds just as right today as it did back then. What do you gentlemen think?
Well, you're absolutely right. It does. We have to. We have to fight it in every way. And again, the first thing we do is we acknowledge the fact that we're at war here. I have a list of big corporations here in front of me, huge corporations that are anti-Christian. They're anti-Christian, and they are pushing, starting with Walmart, Target, it goes on to Home Depot, Kohl's, a number of these big corporations where you got the woke corporate. But we have, our country is being reduced to third world status. That is exactly the orders that George Soros has put out to those in all of the media out there to reduce America to third world status. And that's what they're working to do right now.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
That piece, I first heard it by a journalism teacher in high school, printed that out. We had to read it or study it. And I remember it so clearly now when you brought that out. But the only difference between now and then is now the enemy, instead of coming from outside, the enemy is inside the gate. And
within.
That's why every man, woman, and child in America is under attack, because they're after us. They're, after all, the God-fearing, Bible-believing, Constitution-loving people, freedom-loving people, and everyone else is the enemy.
Well, you know, Donald Trump said it. He said, it's not me that they want. It's you. I'm just in their way.
That's
exactly right, what he said. And so tomorrow, what they did to Trump, they do to all of us. They do to all of us in this country, all of us that are Christian, all of us that are Americans, all of us that are patriots. And you know what? We can't let them get away with it. We got to fight, like the Bible says, unto death, unto blood.
Amen. Well, on a lighter note, Brother Joe, may I ask you a question?
Fire.
Well, you just mentioned that you got a chicken coop, correct?
Oh, yeah, a big one.
How many birds?
I'm just running about 25 now.
25. Well, yeah, and you also mentioned about the chicken feed prices has gone up along with everything else. And it reminded me when you mentioned that, about 25, 30 years ago, I read in a periodical, I forget what it was, but I read that there was a gentleman here in the United States, and he had about 200 birds, and he didn't use chicken feed, and he called his system the cycle. And what he fed them were roaches that he raised alongside the birds, and what he fed the roaches were the bird droppings. Now, I have a question for you. Now, there's droppings, a human, dog, and such, that's filthy. It's just filth. It's the worst. But like cow dung, you don't want to handle that, but it's not filthy like human and dog droppings. So when it comes
chicken
to
manure
chicken
is great
droppings,
fertilizer.
Yeah.
I use it in the garden.
Already.
I mean, I free range my birds. Mostly they free range all over the farm area and feed themselves. Makes a lot cheaper. And then I'll raise a bunch for slaughter. Those Cornish cross, we'll raise them for slaughter in the spring. And those I just feed because you don't dare let them out.
Okay. Excellent. Well, my dad always said that ranchers and farmers were the salt of the earth.
I'm going to have to move on. Let me tell you something really quick, though. Joe, you remember Dr. Parker. We called him Coupon.
Yeah, Coupon Ken, sure.
Yeah, well, Dr. Parker lived in the city. He wasn't used to country folks, so one day when we were out in Middlefield, they had a sign, free-range eggs, meaning, so he thought that...
He said free eggs.
Yeah, he actually went in there and he said, I'll take two dozens of those free eggs. He thought that meant free eggs, but... Thanks for calling, Paul. We got to move to Jack. Jack, you're in the air. Hey, Jack.
If the Republican Party existed in 1776, there would be no Revolutionary War, and there'd be no United States of America. The left, the Democrats, the party of the freaks, they have no problem using violence. I mean, you just look at the last couple of years. They have no problems burning down your cities and your businesses. Police precincts were burnt down. Police were killed. They set police cars on fire. They rob and they loot. Now they're killing your children at school. And the violence, I mean, they'll come up from behind you and try to knock you out with one punch. They'll throw you in front of a train. These people are crazy. They're vicious. And they're unrelented. And they have absolutely no problem using violence.
Well, there's a reason for that, Jack, and that's because they're satanic. The Satanism is growing at a very, very fast rate. A lot of your apostate churches, there's one right out here, virtually called the Community Church, which, over the weekend, where they had drag queens come in, a United Church of the Antichrist, they refer to themselves as United Church of Christ, but they are virtually satanic churches. And So we're there in 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're real time, right now, live time. We're there in Romans chapter 1, right now, real time, live time. But there you go.
And the second thing is, that's all because they want to intimidate everyone, make them afraid, so they'll go along, you know, like frightened sheep. So all that violence was nothing but intimidation, and I hate to say it, but half the time, I think 90% of the time, the world runs on intimidation. People become obedient because they're afraid to stand against it.
Well, and I think that was one of the points I wanted to make tonight, is that Republicans, in response, I think they're actually becoming afraid to display the flag. They're certainly afraid to use the guns that they have. Every time I hear Republicans, they always renounce violence. But this country was built on not only violence, but extreme violence. And if you have a party that has no hesitation in using violence against you, and you don't respond in kind, my opinion is you're going to lose.
Well,
you're going to lose every time.
Let me just comment, because we're running out of time. We have a small percentage within the Republican Party. You have senators like Rand Paul. You have senators like Ted Cruz, like Josh Hawley. These people will stand and fight, okay? I don't know if you watched the hearings. I watched the hearings that take place during the week on C-SPAN and others over in the Internet. And, you know, they stand their ground. We have people like Jim Jordan in Congress and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others who will stand and fight. But the problem with the Republicans is we got rhinos.
Mm-hmm.
We got too many rhinos in there, which I consider to be traitors, but we're out of time, but thanks for calling.
And right. People will not follow rhinos.
That's right. All right, thanks for calling. Is there any other callers? Okay, we got to do, how much time do I have? Okay, Pete, you've got about 1 minute.
Yes, I was calling in regards to Trump's safety tomorrow for his arraignment. I don't know if this might be a setup where they might attempt assassination in the courtroom or anything like that. What's your thoughts on that, possibly?
Well, it might be, but look, Trump is a guy who he has something up. Trump would not be going to Manhattan before a judge that absolutely hates him. Trump knows something we don't know, and we'll find out tomorrow, I guess, what that is. But I got a feeling that he's going to rope-a-dope him. But we'll have to wait to see tomorrow. So, but anyhow...
Well, hopefully nothing will happen in the courtroom there. I mean,
he's got too many of his own Secret Service with him. They wouldn't dare take out a bunch of government Secret Service to get to Trump.
Right. He's got about three layers of security.
Yeah, but I was thinking this is a state and it's not really federal, so you never know about crazy New Yorkers over there.
Yeah, well, I mean, there has been a lot of attempts on him. You don't hear about it in the media. But
no, I haven't heard too much, no.
Yeah, the reason they don't want to talk about the attempts on Trump is because it gives the other idiots ideas. And
yeah,
this
makes,
is why,
that makes sense, I guess.
This is why you've had just today they found... in one of the schools, well, right here in our area, there was one of the local schools. A kid brought a gun to school, loaded gun. Another school, there were those in the boys' bathroom who had guns, loading guns with ammunition. I guess several people, and one of them dropped a bullet, which caused the guy to see it and told the teachers, and they got security. And came in and they stopped them before they could go out and start shooting. But they're watching these things on television. They're seeing how, I got an article. Transgender youth most likely group to support violent radicalization. And they want their 15 minutes of sunlight. Joe, you got 3 minutes. Can you do it?
I sure can.
There's an old song at the cross, and it just starts, "At last, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die, would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? Was it for crimes that I have done he groaned upon the tree? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away." Whoever wrote that hymn was a saved believer. You can tell by the words, "the burden of my heart." God created us with a need for him. And people have been trying for thousands of years to fill that void with sex and drugs and party and music and gambling and you name it, with something else. But we were built with a desire to find and love our Heavenly Father, to become part of his family. If Scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians, if any man be in Christ, that means man or woman, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Being born again is a process of being born again spiritually, being made a new creation in the Lord. And it is a simple act, but it is a very deep and personal act. It means that you must repent of your sins, the sins that placed the Savior, the Messiah, on the cross. He died, took your place, paid the price for your sin debt, and offers you redemption. But you must, to get that, become a born-again believer. And doing that, it's a process of repenting of your sin, calling upon God the Father, repenting your sin, heartfelt repentance, and asking to be forgiven for that, and then asking Jesus to be the Lord of your life, to come in and give yourself to him completely, without reservation. You want to become his. Take on the name Christian, Christ. And when you do this, you become this born-again believer. You become a child of the kingdom, a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life, and you are changed from within. You become, like the song, you know, "I saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away." You'll find a peace. You'll find forgiveness. And it will be the beginning of a whole new life here on earth, as well as your down payment on everlasting life with Jesus in heaven. It's a decision you get to make. You decide whether you go to heaven or you go to hell.
We are out of time.
God doesn't send anyone.
Till tomorrow, good night. God bless. And always, always keep fighting the fight.
The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.